Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the
trees. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on his happy Thanksgiving day to everybody. And if you're listening today, that means you're a dedicated fan and you really want to know more about the trading world, and I'm here to help you because we're going to play you Sunday night's call. But first of all, let me wish you all that you're here a happy Thanksgiving, and we are thankful that you listen, and we're thankful that you're here, and we love what we do. We love to be a part of your financial life, and so let's get into Sunday night because it was a really good call, and there's a lot of great questions for you options traders. So let's get into it, and this is the Sunday night call. Here we go.
Flip and see who wants the end zone, because I know my Packer guys probably got one eye on me and one eye on the Packers right now. They're going to win this game easy. Don't worry about it. Relax. I need the I need the Vikings. But anyways, welcome everybody. It's it is Sunday night, and it's Sunday night of a holiday week, and we're going to talk a little bit about the holidays and how you kind of trade throughout the holidays and kind of the stuff that you're looking for. But I would say certainly, and you'll see by the trades we're going to set up, that we're not going to do much that's going to expire this week. We're going to most likely land the lamb here because there's just not a lot to do. And it's basically an overall historically, okay? And obviously historically doesn't mean anything unless you always play it that way. But historically, this is a fairly positive week in the markets. What do you think, Patrick?
Historically, Thanksgiving is. It's a short week. The volume on Wednesday we have a full day, right? Friday, why do they do that? It's goofy. Wednesday's a full day. Friday's a half day. I'm not sure. I guess so that you can move positions around at the end of the week. But historically, this week is positive. Yes.
So, you know, again, it's not anything, you know, to worry about or think about. We're just giving you the facts of the market. So that's what kind of happens. And as we always like to start off with, those are our words of wisdom from our friend Connie. And it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. And I think that's pretty good, right? It's because it's always, you know, what you don't know, if you just look at a chart and you just read the chart, you don't know anything. You just read the chart. You know how to read it. But if you think you know something, you know, we've known a lot of guys that have gone under the bridge from knowing too much. What do you think, Badger?
Analysis. What do we call that? Paralysis by analysis.
We call it when we think we know more. And just, I mean, you and I knew more of the Federal Reserve in 2007 or 8, whatever that was, and we're short bonds when they only went up a few points, 7,000 a car in about 5 minutes. So,
right.
Yep. You can't be too smart in this business. You have to be humility, and you have to follow the path that you are brought on. So we got a ton of questions, so I'm going to get to them, and because I got a big stack tonight. Good Sunday from Reno. I've had a good last 2 weeks trading on the Sunday night trades, despite some learning experiences. Could you discuss on the call tonight how you calculate what is a good price to buy back the short straddle? An example trade from gold 2 weeks ago. Sold gold 103, 104, 105, so she was short the 104 straddle for a credit of 218, max risk 282. I was unable to buy back to sell any of the extra calls or puts as there was no movement. That is correct. I bought back the 104 straddle at 67 cents. Okay. How do I calculate the profit on that trade? Well, the first thing is I don't remember the exact quantity on that trade. If you can, if you're on, are you on right now? You are on. Chat in the quantity you had, then I'll say it. But basically, it's the reversal of what we do. So we have five contracts on, and we know that our risk is 282. Okay? You have to buy those total of five contracts back than less than $282. So on a five lot, your buyback spot to break even would be 57 cents approximately, 58 cents. Okay? So that's you have to multiply. So you divide your credit that you collected by the number of short contracts you have, and that will tell you the amount to get break even on the on your straddle. Because remember, it's not 1-to-1; it's a multiple. So we take the risk. We know the risk was 282. Okay, so to get that back, we have to buy it for less. Okay, and so you just divide the overall credit by the number of contracts, and that will tell you the amount to buy it back. Does that make sense to everybody? I hope so. Okay, but that's really what you're looking for. So I'm assuming you've had five, I think it was five contracts, but I don't remember. But let's say it was five. I'm assuming you lost a little bit on that trade. Because, again, we didn't have a max loss, and you, what you want to do on those trades when you see that happening and there's no movement, what you really want to do is you want to start just peeling off the extras on Friday. Whatever you can get for them, you can get for them, because that reduces the amount that you have to buy your straddle back for. You can't pitch over the extra because we don't know that's not going to move, but we do want to pitch the extras, you know, so that we can start to reduce our debit. And they had value. Okay, in fact, did I save it? I'm sure I didn't save it. I had it. What was the straddle trading at Friday, Badger? I had it, and I don't know what the hell I did with it.
Which one?
On,
Tesla?
Yeah. Yeah, what was it?
Yeah, Herden Cats. We trade Tesla a lot because it's very liquid, a lot of price movement, everything we like, big credits. Tesla was Herden Cats. And we did actually the Tesla straddle with less than a minute to go, the at-the-money straddle. We talked to you about this because no matter if you're long or you're short, there's going to be premium in that straddle. And I think it was 80 cents, Bubba. Even no, it was 40 cents with a few seconds.
No, it was like 80 or a dollar. Because I will get it out. I just can't get it right this minute. But I had it. I saved it, and then somehow I did something with it. But I will dig it out because, and I'll send it to everybody. I'll show it next week. But it was quite a bit, and that's the point that we want to always understand is that when you have these numbers, you know, you can't just ignore it and realize that you're never going to realize that full loss.
No.
unless you're not doing the right thing, which is in the way that we teach you. Okay, and that means that, you know, you'll see me start to tell you to start selling. Now, obviously, we could wait, but again, I'm not interested in waiting. Now, we go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where we're trying to make big money, to Thursday, where we're trying to salvage, and Friday, we're just trying to reduce or get out even. Okay? I hope that makes sense to you. I had a strange week. If I take out my hedge, I made about $604. Okay? The Sunday night trades were about even, which is about correct. Overall, I thought I was trading that week if it would have been better for those trades that I could get into. Now, if I count my hedge, then I lost money. Well, again, the hedge is not for week to week. The hedge is so that when you go to sleep at night and tomorrow morning, if you wake up and the market's down 1,000, you'll be cheering. Okay. Remember, those hedges have long-term holds, and I will assure you that at some point between now and March, which is where you are, you will have a move. Okay. You can't watch the hedge. Is like Badger likes to call it herding cats. Okay. Trying to watch the hedge on a daily basis. All you want to know about the hedge is that you are protected to the downside, okay? And you're going to go through periods when it's working really well and when it's losing a little bit of money. But at the end of the day, it's not really losing money because your long-term portfolio is going higher. And that is the bottom line. So you can never look at it in that direction because you're hedging against – now the market went up every day, so I have to assume – that whatever you lost on your trading and you're looking at the hedge as a trade, and it's not a trade. It's part of your overall portfolio, and it's a collar that has tremendous benefits more than a collar around your long-term portfolio. Do you have anything to add to that, sir?
So we'll come back with Badger and what he might have to add to that or not. But again, this is what we're talking about, hedging, and it's so important that you understand it. But happy Thanksgiving again, everybody. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we'll be right back. It is The Bubba Show. Todd Bob Horowitz. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bob Horowitz with you. And, of course, we're using the Sunday night call, but we're also you know, teaching, and this is the Q&A session, and so here's another question coming up, and you'll get plenty of education here. So let's get back, and again, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be going right to the show right now.
No, and we had a question from somebody, I forget what, which we answered. They were talking about why when you roll up from your long-term hedge, you should roll your hedge up, because remember where you started.
That's for a different call. We don't need to get into that here. That's too much for this.
Fine.
That's just
all right.
Okay. All right. If I'm right and price drops, I probably started from the beginning. Okay. I saw Netflix burst up to nearly 119. I'm not going to put this on, but I was thinking about it. Buy six Netflix 117 puts expiring 11/20, and sell five Netflix 118 puts. For a total credit of 50 cents. If it drops below 113, I should make money extrinsic and intrinsic. Let's break even about 113. Well, that's not really true, because with the air in the balloon, they're not breaking even at 113. If we're down there, there's going to be quite a bit of air down there if you see that kind of drop. However, I bought the single put outright at 225, and it still drops to 113. I can make much more. Also incorrect, because, again, you're not counting in the volatility, and you're not counting in the $2.25 that you're giving it by paying the premium. If you did the 6x5 for a 50-cent credit, okay, and it went straight up, you don't lose anything, okay? You just don't make any real money, okay? So, again, you have to weigh everything in when you're doing it, okay? Other than avoiding the initial outlay of 225 in a single put, if I had 225 to gamble with, why not just put it on a single put? Because, again, the way that we're showing you is a much better way to do it. Why reinvent what works better? Okay? Again, if we had reasonable volatility and I knew we were had some good action, yeah, I would probably – I like trading naked options if it's reasonable. But when they're not reasonable, and right now I don't think they're very reasonable, why would I want to, you know, get involved in all that? That's what we're trying to tell you on a regular basis. Do you have any comment to that, Badger?
No, I agree with Bubba 100%. The other problem with your other trade is, what option was he buying, 125 put? Was that what he was saying?
No, he was buying the 119 put, or 117, doesn't matter. It's in Google. It's in Netflix. As long as it's still around the money, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I thought he was trying to buy a deep in the money put.
No.
Okay, then I missed it. I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, so... all right. I would like to get your thoughts on the following earnings trades. And these are good trades, and this was just a Best Buy and an Abercrombie trade. They're good. I mean, again, you guys are getting the picture. Look, remember, if you can get a credit that's reasonable and you can take the risk that comes along with it, that's fine. I like the thoughts. I like what you guys are doing, looking for new trades. That's the reason we do this, is so not only can we help you and put trades together, but you can also help yourselves by putting good trades together. Okay? I think you mean the 5750 calls in Walmart. Yes, I made a mistake last week. And, again, please don't be embarrassed to yell at me and say, hey, you made a mistake. Because, you know, again, I do a lot of writing, and I look at a lot of numbers. And sometimes I forget, because I'm trying to prepare so I have it written out for everybody. And sometimes I make a mistake. Please do not be shy about saying, hey, Goofy, you made a mistake. Please fix it, and I'll be happy to take care of it. Thank you. I've been following your trades for a while, still learning. The Home Depot trade this week isn't the call 120 part of the straddle, and a problem if Home Depot keeps rising. The other side of the straddle, the put is zero. No, because, again, if you look at the model, okay, if you look at of an option, and it doesn't matter what option you put in, We had on Home Depot, but this is the same thing. We had on a $1 wide spread. Okay, we sold the extra call at $5 or more, which you took your profit out, but you kept on the other part of the trade, so you were 5x5. So your 120 call had zero risk left because it already realized it. The reason we can exit that trade is because we're protected. All we did in Home Depot is we reverse from a long position to a short position while taking profit out and having zero risk to do so. Okay, and here's the trade that you're talking about. So what you had here is you started out, so I gotta make this bigger. You started out with 6, 6, 5, and 5. Okay. So if you did what I said, you sold the call at $5 or more, you then took $5 more of credit out of the market. And then you were minus five, plus six, minus five, minus five. Excuse me, plus five, minus, plus five, plus six, minus five, minus five. Your position was rounded. You had no exposure to the upside. You'd already realized your profit to the upside, and you had no risk. It's not going to go on to a billion. Why? Because you're short at 120, but you have the right to buy it back at 121. We've already accounted for that when we took the initial credit, and we've already taken out an additional $5 out of it, minimum. So you have no exposure. Don't get confused with the options. That's why I always tell you the extra and try to explain it the best I can. The extra is not six. The extra is one. Whatever number of options you are short, you must always maintain that number of options to be long. Okay? So in this case, we have one extra call and we have one extra put. Okay? Fast confirmation. Just asking for confirmation. That is that you sell one, right, correct. You sell one extra because in FAS, we had another six by five. It was a very popular number last week. Okay. We had another six by five. Actually, we had five, six, and seven, but we sold the six. So we were five by five and we still had the extra seven. So we had two extra and one extra here. Okay. Again, the extras are only the amount that are over the amount of options that you are short. Okay, that's the only extras that you have. Whatever you're short, if you're short five, you must make sure that you're long five. Okay? When you buy back the short straddle at a limit order of 60 cents, do you mean work it, all three contracts, for combined premium of 60? No, but I say buy it at 60. When we're buying back the straddle, that is absolute. There's no ratio. There's nothing. So if I tell you that we're in AMBA and I want to buy this straddle back for 60 cents, okay? Well, right now it's trading at 385. But again, if I say buy it for 60, put in an order for 60 cents for however many contracts you're short, and you buy it back. Okay, now again, I give you numbers that I think we can get to and I think can happen. Why? Because markets will indeed start, the vacuum will start coming in into the premium, you know, Thursday or Friday. For sure on Friday it has to come in. So you have to be prepared, and if you're not working those orders, you're not going to get filled because they're going to go right through you, and then if they go the other way, you're stuck. Okay? So when I give you those orders, again, you got three updates on Friday. Okay, I'm on top of it. I'm watching. I know what's going on all the time. I mean, we're like Vegas. Somebody's always watching. Okay? All right. I have the CRM 7550 straddle 12 contracts not filled at a dollar, still at 535. You let the straddle expire. That is correct. When both legs are in the money, all I'm trying to do is protect anybody from getting stuck with a naked. Okay? If both legs are in the money, there is nothing to do, which is what I tell you. Don't do anything. I'm telling you that, you know, CRM on Friday, okay, looked like it could have possibly sold off a little bit. Now, I didn't know, and I wasn't guessing that it would sell off. I just knew that it looked, when I looked at it in the morning, it was down, okay? And it looked like it could potentially sell off. So I just wanted everybody to be prepared for that possible sell. And as you can see, it did come down to 79.70. Now, obviously, you were a long way away, but some people were in this is close to $79. We're going to stop that tonight, okay? It's either my prices, and if you're not doing them on the right day and you're not getting in, it's too hard for me to manage and make decisions because I might change the decision that I would make. So it either has to be somewhere within a half a buck of where we're trading it. If you miss, you miss. We'll get the next one. Because I cannot manage trades for everybody if they're all different. Because I'm not giving the same information, if that makes sense to everybody. So I don't want to be in that position because I feel bad that I can say that the trade made money, but some of you got in much higher, didn't make money. It doesn't make me feel good when that happens. Okay? So the trades go on Monday, and that's it. I'm not going to update them unless I know that nobody could get in, and then I will tell you that we couldn't get in, and this is the new price we're going to work. But
and those are things that, you know, I look at very carefully and make sure that I help you along. to make sure that we all have the right opportunity to make money. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. This is Thanksgiving Day, and happy Thanksgiving to all. And we're going to stop by here for a break. We'll have a little bit of turkey, a little bit of cranberries, and we'll be back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here with you on Thanksgiving Day. And if you're listening, God bless you. And hopefully it's you're digesting that great dinner. But we're going to go back to the Sunday night call right now. So let's go back and get some more questions and kind of help you guys along and make your trading a little bit better. Here we go.
If we can get in, and usually we can, then the Monday is going to be the established price. Because, I feel very bad when I can't update everybody properly. So it gives me, you know, it gives me a bad problem in my mind because, again, I worry more about you guys because we do this every day. We're used to, you know, bad days and drawdowns and problems, okay? But not everybody can deal with that, so I want to make sure you get it. Okay, GPS not filled at a dollar. Should I take the fill? No. Again, it's only worth a dollar. Don't take a fill if it's not if you're not getting what you're supposed to get, okay? Believe me, I'm watching. The only reason I try to buy them back is because if they get to that level, that means that one side is probably going to be in the money naked and you're going to get assigned over the weekend, and we don't want to get assigned naked. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but I don't want anybody to be in that position because bad things can sometimes happen. So good things can happen too, but I just like to be prepared for the worst. I sold the extra target put for a dollar. I have the 74 straddle. Looks like no way to sell for a dollar. That is correct. And that was another issue. And that's why the problem is we got too far away and there was too many different prices that were in those strikes. So I can't do that. Okay. Got 310 for the extra CRM call. That was good on Friday. Okay. Hold on. I would like to learn more about spread trading methodology you use. Is there anything available for a monthly member on your website, or is it necessary to take the hedge training you refer below? If so, could you please provide me with some information about that training? Well, hedge training is totally separate, okay? The spread trading that we're doing here, okay, and we do a number of different spreads which are printed. I don't think they're on this copy. I don't believe. Hold on. I don't think they're still. I think I take them off Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. But when you get tonight's update, right below the recording, will be all of our rules of the trades that we make and explaining what each of them mean and how you activate them. And I added tonight, okay, for tonight's update, I added the I added ratio spreads and using stock, although we're not going to go over stock tonight, how to get out. I did add that. So on those sheets, we have calendar spreads, credit spreads, 60-40 spreads, inside outside spreads, and now we've added the other ones. So read those. If you have questions, reach out to me. Those are some of the methods we use in hedging, but hedging is not required to understand those spreads. Okay, I hope that answers your questions. If not, just email me and I'll try to do the best I can to explain it to you. But I think that you should be fairly covered. Okay, and they are written up directly on the sheet that will come out tonight. There's attachments, they're links, but they take you to an attachment that explains the spreads. And if you still have a problem, let me know and I'll take care of it. I really appreciate your dedication and expertise. I'm starting to get it and learning so much useful trading knowledge from you. I'm very grateful. I was unable to get into Walmart, Gap, and CRM. Are they still valid tomorrow to enter as a vision credit? And I did answer this yes at the time, and I'm saying no from now on. Okay. I was filled with the extra call at Home Depot and still have my extra Walmart calls. I'm still working hard on CRM adjusting my short tail. Great. Good job. Awesome Home Depot trade. Thank you. Bubba, I finally got filled on CRM at 78, which is, again, that's the problem. Okay, now we got out. Hopefully you got out unscathed, but that's what makes it much more challenging to everybody. Now, this is just kind of off topic, but the NASDAQ and the 90 are going to start to eliminate stop orders, which really for us, we don't really care. Okay, we don't really use stop orders. So for this particular call, it's really not that big of a deal, okay? But I wouldn't worry about it anyways. I mean, we don't prefer that. We don't want you to use stops anyways, within the market, okay? And certainly not when the markets are opening and closing. But we, on this call, we have never used a stop unless we had a big profit in something and we were just legging off and leaving an extra piece on. But if that's the case, it's not the end of the world. We'll figure out a new way to deal around it. You have any comment to that, Pedro?
No, we don't use stops, particularly on the opening and closing. We're just telling you, you got no shot there. If you're using the stops on Friday near the opening or closing, it's not going to work. You're just going to get blasted. So please don't use them. As Bubba said, of course we'll use them, a stop where we're going to get filled that's a dream order. Why not? I mean, if we don't have the order in, we can't get filled, but it's a dream order. That order is only to take profit. We never use them to limit our loss. We never are in a position where no matter what happens, we have unlimited risk. So you don't want to give the market makers that big edge on you because I guarantee you they'll take advantage.
And then a quotable quote, learn from yesterday, live for tomorrow, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not stop questioning. And that's what we talk about all the time. Don't ever stop asking questions because it's important. Okay, and again, we're here to answer them. That's what we do. Okay, all right. I follow the instructions every day and know what to do. This is my first personal money trade, not paper money for my brokerage. But the following attachment came this morning, and I want to know if it's normal or I need to take action before Monday's opening. Also, my balance in the brokerage has been set at zero as a result of it. Okay, and that was they got an assignment notice. Okay, but as I tell you, they don't send out exercise notices. They only send out the bad news. They only send out the stuff that's going to aggravate you. Okay? And I wrote back, go look at your account, and you will see that you've exercised all your rights, so there's nothing to worry. And then there was a follow-up that I just got just now, and they're sending me their statement and showing me a loss. And, of course, the loss is in your stock, CDVAQ. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You made profits on mine. I can see them. I'm looking at them. You've got a four-figure loss there on that one stock, and you've only got a three-figure loss you're showing. So that's your stock that you're losing on. Okay. How would you rate the weekly earnings for 11/16 to 11/20? I didn't get nearly filled on all the creditors. In fact, I did a debit of Home Depot, which netted $488. I did not get into Target, FAS, or SCAN, but still grossed. My dollars aren't important here. Okay. What is important is what you're going to hear in a minute. I was short. I was 603 short on credits compared, but I had a great week and I made a lot of money. Bottom line is I wrote back. I said, look, first of all, you didn't make as much money as you thought because obviously I know what the trades did. Okay. And number one, number two, you got none of the exercise and assignment stuff that goes on that shows the balance of those trades. When you're trading in paper money, it just takes off everything without necessarily showing it to realize. Now, I know you could have made money, but you could not have made the amount of money that you thought you made on here because, again, the numbers don't add up. As you look back at last week's trades, okay, as we look at them, we know the Qs were basically, we got out, it was basically a wash, okay? I mean, if you sold for $2, you basically washed the trade. You lost $5 plus commission, okay? FAS, okay, same thing. You get that's those are the numbers. That's, by the way, that's why I use those numbers. Those are, if it's going the wrong way, I use numbers that get us out, that gives us an opportunity. It does go the right way, okay? Home Depot, you made money, okay? And you could have made depending on how big you. But the other problem is what quantity did you use? That's the one that you didn't tell me, is the quantities. I mean, if you're goofing around with 10 lots on a paper money. Imagine I once made $3 million on paper money. We were trying out a new platform, and we asked them to get a check. They wouldn't give it to us. So. So that's the size you're using. If you're trading my exact same size, the most you could have made on Home Depot, if you were trading exactly my size that I have here, the most you could have made on Home Depot at the current, at the size I have would be, and this is if you trade it like unbelievably perfectly, I'm going to give you a number so you know. You have something to compare it to. The most you could have, oh my, Jesus Christ, I didn't see that. Wow. Anyway, the most you could have made was you could have sold your extra $10 if you held it all the way. Okay? So you would have collected a $10 credit fee. You could have made, I guess if you held it all the way, you could have made that much. I take that back. I'm wrong. I didn't realize it went to 130. But you could have made $10 extra, okay, plus your initial credit. So you could have made $10. There you go.
And, you know, again, We show these trades in real time because they're important and we want you to understand them. And it's always about, you know, how you interpret and understand. There is no, if you did this, we're telling you exact. That's why on the call we give exact results, which is why I don't keep the personal track record. I leave that for somebody else to do who's a client because, again, I believe that's more fair. To you as a subscriber, you get exactly what somebody else is doing who would be more comparable to you, because since me and the Badger are all, somebody's always trading, we might do something a little bit differently when it comes down to that. So that those are things that are important to understand about the market. But the general information that you will receive on these calls is unbelievable. And you will see that we make money, not every day, not every week, but we do make money over time. And we have a lot more winning weeks than we do losing weeks. And I think that's important to understand as well. I've got one, a little bigger trader, but out of the 40 weeks this year, he's made money 34 of the 40. But that's something you look at, and I hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving day and you're sharing some time with me here at the Bubba Show. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with more of the Sunday Night Call after the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out thebubbashow.org or bubbatrain.com and check these things out. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. The
song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Welcome back to the Thanksgiving edition of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we are looking into last Sunday night to give you an idea of the things that we do, so that when you're ready to step your trading up the next level, you'll come in and join us. So let's get back to Sunday night. Here we go.
Well, I think there was more of that. Hold on 1 second. I was talking to the profit. I thought we might make a 500 on a good week. You know what? We don't talk about by the week, because trying to trade by the week or by the day is very challenging, and it leads to a lot more frustration in a person's life. If you just know that you're going to trade the math, okay, then you can't worry about every single day or every single week. Bad, you've never had a losing week, have you?
No, never.
Right? You never had a losing month. You never had a losing day, have you? I think you're like 4,000 for 4,000, right?
Yeah, no, you can't be so short-sighted. What happens is we're showing you long run how you grind it out. You're going to go through winning streaks. You're going to go, you know, I can never lose again. But I guarantee you're also going to go through losing streaks where you go, my God, I don't think I can ever win again. In the long run, do not sit in front of that machine 24/7. You'll have a nervous breakdown.
Right. I mean, again, at the end of the day, we're going to grind out money. And we will have some big weeks, okay? But we're also going to have some losing weeks. Now, the good thing about the losing weeks is we know exactly what the worst scenario could possibly be before we put the trades on. But don't look for a daily or a weekly result, because this is not a daily or weekly business, okay? Day traders, they call them day traders, but they have plenty of losing days, because that's just, the markets are like anything else. They're very streaky. You know, a baseball hitter who's a 300 hitter is going to hit 300. Now, he might only hit 220 the first half of the season. That means he's going to hit about 450 the second half, and he'll end up hitting 300, okay? Remember, it's a numbers game. That's what you're playing. That's what it's all about. So I would never promise anybody profits on a weekly basis. I will tell you that we will grind it out. And if Mr. Litz, if you're on, if you send me back that sheet again next week, I'll show you, because I have somebody who trades it every week, and he'll show you the exact results. I don't have it up. But basically, he tracks every single week from the beginning. Now, he trades a little bit bigger, but the bottom line is, out of the we're in 45 weeks right this year? My God. Out of the 45 weeks, I think he made money about 37 or 38 weeks out of the 45. Okay? And he had some big weeks. He had some flat weeks, you know, weeks that were near break even, and he had some losing weeks. At the end of the day, the money in the pile is bigger. In fact, when the Badger and I trade ourselves, we don't track the winners. We track the losers so we know what to do next. You know, we just put the winners take care of themselves, as we like to say. That's a conversation for another day. All right. Hi, Bubba. Thanks for Dropbox links from the recent hedging seminar. You've really taught me how to be at peace with my stocks. Well, you know, again, that's what that's all about. It really is about being at peace with yourself and not having to worry about it. And just in case anybody's interested, I've got one or two openings, I forget, left for this Tuesday, and this will be the last one of this year because we're going to be running into the holidays. So if anybody's interested, go check it out. What is the cost to move the Sunday call? You got nothing to worry about. I just ask me first. I'll tell you the Packers are going to win or going to lose. Don't worry about it. It's 80 degrees in Southern California. Thank you. Three of my 30-plus pine trees are all over full. Yeah. Oh, you live by me. You're in good shape. Analysis paralysis, correct. Thank you, Bubba. Last week at Home Depot, I sold the extra call for $5. I closed the spread myself late Friday, and the long calls were $8.29, so I could have made more by selling the one extra. But then you would have, who would have known a couple of days earlier? If I could see the backs of the cards, I would never give you a loser. Okay? Unfortunately, I don't. When a trade enters identified resistance level, can you buy back a short straddle, the short straddle put leg, and then look for the trend reversal and sell the strangle leg put leg? Yeah, you can do that. Look, I do buy back a lot. You know, I don't want to make it confusing for everybody. We do buy back. When they go down, when we're in a position like that and they get down under a nickel or a dime, we may buy back those short options because we would rather take the shot that the long options will pay off because, you know, you don't need many payoffs to have those come back. I have no problem with trying to trade it like that. I just don't want you to get – just don't get spoiled and try to jump the market. But if you have a solid level that you're looking at, please go ahead. Again, we are educating you to be better traders, okay? Even the Badger and I don't trade the exact same way, okay? We look at the same information, and we may come to the same conclusion, but we don't trade exactly the same way, do we, Badger?
No, we have different styles, and everybody does that. That's what we call personal preference. There is no right or wrong. The only wrong thing is what we're teaching you is you never sell naked options. Anybody that's been on our call for long enough, we've cited so many cases in which naked option sellers have just blown themselves to bits. So there is no right or wrong. We don't know. We don't have all the answers. We do know one thing. If you just grind it out, we will show you, like Bubba said, people that track us will show you that the majority of weeks are going to be winners. There'll be some losers, and there'll be not nasty losers. There'll be some monster winners. But in the long run, you end up making money. That's what we're here for. If you think we're going to make 100% a week, then go to the internet, find out all those guys that guarantee 100% a week and try their system.
That's right, because we don't do that. We're not that good. Okay. I don't give that leeway anymore, but you can go plus or minus 10 cents. My biggest concern is not the exact credit that we're receiving, okay? It's not the exact credit that I'm getting. My biggest concern is that we're in about the same strikes. That's what I really care about. You know, if you only get 351, it's not a big deal. You're giving up 20 cents. I mean, hopefully it doesn't mean anything. Okay? What I'm worried about is if you get in at 56.50 and somebody else gets in at 57.50 and somebody else gets in at 58.50, it changes the way I can look at it. And then I'm trying to answer too many questions. And it's just not fair to everybody, including me, that we're not just in the same neighborhood of a position. Okay, so I'm going to say, you know, if I say the 56.50, you know, and tomorrow we open at 56.70, you can either use a 57 or a 56.50. I don't really care. But don't chase it up or chase it down. Because the truth of the matter is that will change a lot of the dynamics of the trade that I'm looking at. Because I would change some things. If I knew we were going to get that big of a rally ahead of time, I might change some things before that. Okay? So, again, I want us all to be in the same neighborhood of the trade, within 50 cents one way or the other, so that the updates actually have real meaning to you specifically. Otherwise, you might get confused, and then it becomes more of a problem. What kind of volume openers do you look for in options trading? Well, I mean, we trade personally, okay? We trade Apple, Tesla, Facebook, because they're billions, right? We never have to worry. But I would like to see, you know, if you're looking at something individually, and you're going to look at a trade, you know, 100 per strike approximately. You know, open interest is dependent, but at least the volume, if I know I can get in and get out, that's all I really care about, okay? I don't want to go to Badger's famous Roach Motel because they're still talking about him on the floor. In fact, I ran into some guys the other day that were talking about him. Oh, they go, the innkeeper, okay? So, again, you know, either, that's why there are certain trades I won't make on this call, and that's why I'll warn. Like, I might show you a trade, but tell you it's really too thin for me to recommend, like Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. And I really wanted to make that trade last week, and it would have worked out, but that's not why I want to make it. I didn't know it was going to work out. But it was really, at the time, it was a little bit thin. Now, all of a sudden, they picked up some action. You know, a stock like this, I could recommend with this kind of volume now. But last week, it didn't have that, so I didn't want to get everybody involved.
And those are things that we look at all the time, is we look at, you know, where do we have the best opportunity? Where is it we can find good trades? Where can we get in without being in, as we call it, the Roach Motel? There's all kinds of things to look at. But again, if you'd like to get more detail on this call, simply go to the website, BubbaTrading.com or TheBubbaShow.org, and you will see that you can check it out for, you know, $19.95 for a month, $19.95, and get four calls. In other words, about $5 a piece. You can get a little education, see if this is really for you. But certainly go check it out. This is The Bubba Show, the Thanksgiving edition. We're going to go out now and watch some football. Hopefully you'll be doing the same. And everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the time with your family and friends. And we'll be back tomorrow, Black Friday. We've got some Black Friday specials. But also we'll be back to take care of you. And we're going to continue with this edition of the Sunday Night Call so that you can get yourself ready for the new year, because again, we are huge believers in how this works. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here next time. Same station, same time. Everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. I guess
you say... Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.